Good morning, ladies and gents, or good afternoon or evening, depending on where you're listening from. It's Wednesday again, so that means it's time for another episode of Inside Mara's Book. Again, I still really can't believe that I've gotten this far with this podcast. It really is only the fifth episode, but I feel like I've been doing this for forever, to be honest. And for those of you who are listening and who have just listened to my episodes all the way through and just all of them, my heart goes out to each and every one of you. It's just highly appreciated and just super just positive and encouraging, knowing that my voice is being heard, and hopefully you are gaining something from my episodes. My episodes tend to be a little random, and some of them don't really have a theme. I'm just kind of spitballing on the mic here. But again, I just want to say a quick thank you to all of my listeners. And for those of you who have been religiously listening, I'm very flattered, and I honestly wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. So more listeners means a smile on my face. So thank you so much. So for this episode, I received a special request from a dear friend of mine, Sammy Mickey. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. I love you. And, it's just really amazing to be able to receive just ideas from friends and just from people who have been listening, or, you know, if people want to hear me talk about something, that really means a lot to me, and it just kind of makes me feel somewhat important. So again, Sammy, thank you so much. So I am going to fulfill your podcast request. Samantha has requested that I kind of talk about a day in the life of me with this new work-at-home job, this new full-time work-at-home job, which I started a week ago. And honestly, this whole week, like since last Wednesday, this has truly been an experience. It's definitely been an adjustment, but it's still, I get positive vibes every day. The trainer that I had, she is actually a local woman. She lives in Liberty, so she's not too far from where I'm at. So I thought that was cool, but pretty much everyone else in my group, I think I was in a group of like 13 or 15, and mind you, this is all virtual, so it's not like we're seeing each other in person. It's not like we're meeting in a classroom all together in person, and that's one thing that I truly miss, is just the face-to-face and, you know, the getting together in person. But in these trying times and with the pandemic, it's just so important to keep distant and to keep quarantined and to not be in really large groups. So I can definitely understand. But ironically, the company I work for has always had a work from home position. So this is really, it might not be anything new to some people. Maybe, you know, there have been people who have been working for this company for many, many years, and they've worked from home. But in my case, it's very different. It's awesome, And I'm not saying that it's bad. It's just, it's really different. I can't find a better word for it. So anyway, getting back to what exactly it is that I do. So I work for a company called Infocision, and I'm actually, I have their website pulled up right now. So I am actually getting this information from the website so I could be a little bit more factual about it. So I'm not that big of a geek, guys. So Infocision, it was founded in 1982 by Gary and Karen Taylor, and they started Infocision Management Corporation as a marketing consulting company operating out of their home in Akron. And actually, the headquarters is in Akron, which makes total sense. So 35 years, so fast forward 35 years, Infocision has numerous locations throughout Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. And Infocision merges comprehensive capabilities with a customized personal approach to the business's clients. So in a nutshell, I am an account manager for Cox Communications through Infocision, if that makes sense. Cox Communications, I believe, is the third largest internet/cable provider. Comcast is the biggest. Then you have Spectrum, and then Cox comes third. So that's what I do, is I basically manage people's accounts. I do exactly what the job title is, account manager. So although this call center job is way different from the one I had 2 summers ago, I believe, in this case, instead of making outbound calls, this is an inbound call position. So calls are being routed to me. And so I'll basically be in this program and I'll be sitting in predictive, and calls will just be routed to me. So it's not like I am calling hundreds of thousands of people all over the country every day. I'm actually receiving calls from people who are having like issues with their account. Maybe they need something added or dropped, or maybe they need a better deal, or, you know, maybe they're disconnecting because they're moving. Like, I am the person that people call if they're having troubles with their account. I am that wonderful person, I guess. So I have some experience with this, but not a whole lot. It's kind of ironic that I'm picking it back up again. So I kind of did like a weird 360. It's like I went from working for, so in the first case, it was DirecTV, AT&T. So in the first case, I worked for them. And then I did newspaper, which is just what I would much rather be doing. But then I go back to another call center position. So it's just kind of weird. And it's just interesting because you honestly never know how life is going to pan out for you. You know, I was always told that, you know, I can't think of the quote, but it's something about how, you know, smooth seas don't make great sailors or something like that. And it's pretty much saying, like, you know, if you don't have a smooth sea in life, you shouldn't necessarily worry, because you'll be that much stronger, you'll be that much smarter, maybe that much more positive about things, or, you know, more immune, I guess, to getting through rough times. And believe me, I've been through many. So this isn't the first rocky sea that I've had. But it's just kind of weird, just how, like, one's life can pan out, you know? It's sometimes things never stay on track, and especially in a pandemic, you honestly, we really don't know what's going to happen next. We're, again, speaking of seas and oceans, I guess, we're still kind of in, like, that uncharted waters sort of thing, and we're just kind of, you know, proceeding with as much caution as possible and hopefully with as much positivity. I know that's difficult in times like this, but honestly, smiling, if I just randomly smile, I know that makes me feel better. So definitely try to smile more, at least once a day. You just gotta try at least once a day. So it's definitely different getting back to a day in the life. In a way, I've had to, like, completely switch clocks, and that's what you would call, like, a figure of speech. I've really had to, like, you know, really adjust my schedule and my routine, because this job, I get the 40 hours a week, so that does make me full-time. It is still a Monday through Friday job, so I still have my weekends off. However, if I need time off during the week, or if I need to take a day off, I always have the opportunity to make up the hours, and I can make up the hours during the week so I don't have to work on a Saturday. That's pretty much what Saturdays are for. Sundays, for sure, everything is shut down. Nobody, as far as I know, works on a Sunday in this position. So if you needed to make up time, that's what Saturdays are for. Or you can make it up during the week by coming in, like, 2 hours early or not taking any breaks. But breaks are important. Like, please, whether your work, this is just a quick piece of advice that I am gonna shout out to all of you. Whether you're working at home or somewhere, please take advantage of your break time. It could be 15 minutes. It could be a half hour. You could get an hour break. I used to be able to get hour breaks at the newspaper I worked at, but I never took them. I really never took them because I was always working. But, you know, always try to find that time to, like, you know, stand up and stretch and take a few deep breaths, like, you know, keep calm. Just breaks are so important. Like, drink your tea, drink your water, do whatever it is that you need to do. Speaking of Sammy, since this is her request, she's really just been getting into the essential oils. Oh my gosh. Essential oils, and especially, I don't have as cool of a vaporizer as she has, but mine is kind of like a wallflower, like it plugs into the wall, and it's not very big, but oh my goodness, like, I seriously am totally going to get more essential oils because it makes that big of a difference. Or, I mean, in another case, my wax warmer, I currently have Pink Sands in my wax warmer, and it smells divine. I absolutely love that scent by Yankee Candle. It's amazing. So do whatever it is you need to do to stay sane or to stay calm, and just to take care of yourself. Always put yourself first. You know, that is always just been my rule of thumb. It's kind of like a I don't care sort of attitude, but it's a good positive attitude to have. You are important. always put yourself first, no matter what. So yes, take advantage of your breaks. So getting back to the schedule. So my hours, like I said, it's a 40-hour week, Monday through Friday. So I'm happy that I still get my weekends off. I start at noon and I don't get done until 9 o'clock at night. So it's not as bad as it sounds. It's definitely different because I have just been so used to, okay, starting at 7 or 8 in the morning and being done around 4 or 5. Like, that's always just been the schedule that I've been used to. So this is definitely this has been something that I've really had to adapt to. And adapting, it is honestly like the littlest things. Like, now, you know, I have a break at 3 o'clock. So it's like from 3 to 3:30. And then I have another break at 6. So it's like from 6 to 6:30. And I seriously can't cook anything. I don't want to have to be rushing to cook anything in just half an hour. And I want to be taking my break. So it's like, now in the mornings, I pretty much have to like meal prep something that is going to be dinner, like at 6 o'clock when I take my break. And it's just so weird because it's like for me, it's usually like I get up and that's, you know, usually between like 9 and 10 o'clock. Sometimes I may like just sleep later or lounge around because it's like I don't start until 12. But it's just having that morning though is super convenient because, believe it or not, if you get up early enough or if you get up in enough time, it's amazing how much you can accomplish. Like, and that morning convenience is something that I've never had before because it's like before I was starting at 8 in the morning and like, you know how like everything opens up at like 9 o'clock, you know, like your banks, your post offices, the places that you need to go, just kind of like how everything opens. I have like more time in the morning, or I can get stuff that I need to get done in the morning versus leaving work early or cutting out of work to go take care of something and then coming back to work. That is something that I will never miss. And I am just grateful to have just like that nice like morning before 12 o'clock hits. So that's definitely a plus with this position. Also, it is weird, you know, making dinner for later on at like 10 o'clock in the morning. But that's just how it has to be. And I'll basically just like reheat it later at 6 o'clock when I'm on my break, so I don't have to cook it. That's what I'm finding a lot of my coworkers, I could say, or class or other trainees in the class that I'm in. That's what they find themselves doing too, is like just meal prepping early. And that's something that I've never really done. And I do kind of miss it. Like, I miss being able to get off at 4 or 5 o'clock and just being able to like come home and like make dinner and just have dinner, relax, watch TV. My evenings are pretty much like kind of gone. So It's in a way, it's kind of sad, but it could be way worse. So I really don't have a whole lot to complain about. So definitely adjusting that, you know, like with the dinners and, you know, just, but having that morning, just having the morning to accomplish things is definitely very convenient to me. Also, my car, Lois Lane, is getting she's just getting the ultimate vacation of her life because that car has been all over the place. It's for, you know, being a journalist for, you know, many years, and actually being a journalist at a local newspaper for almost a year. That car has went everywhere. All of, you know, all of the local cities in Ohio and the cities that are, you know, kind of out there. And it's just been all over for story assignments. So the car, my car is getting a huge break, you know, it's getting a break from the mileage because I put so many, there was just so much mileage, like, going onto my car every single month because of my job and just having to drive to all of these different places for stories. And while I miss that, it's just, it's kind of nice knowing that my car can just stay parked all day while I'm working. It's just very, it's so odd in a way because it's like, I've just been so used to driving everywhere and, you know, having to fill up every week or, you know, getting, you know, my oil changes, you know, I had to do those even faster. I was going through those more often than not because of how much I drove. But now it's kind of like things have slowed down. Like, I don't have to fill up every week and I don't have to, like, you know, just really worry about my car and the mileage because there is a lot of miles on my car. I won't say how many, but there's quite a bit. And just knowing that my car is getting a break is just, it's like a weight off of my shoulders a little bit. And I'm not saying that my car is terrible and it's just been, it's been super reliable and I love it. It's a great car, but it's not the newest and it's not, you know, the prettiest you could say, but it does get me from A to B and I'm very happy about that. But it's just nice knowing that it's getting a break and I don't have to go anywhere. So that's very different as well. Like, you know, now my office is across from the bedroom. And that's just, it's still so weird to me because it's like I'm so used to being in an office setting. I'm used to having to be somewhere and having to report in somewhere. Now it's like, you know, timestamps are done online and it's like I literally don't have to, like, dress up at all. It's like I really don't even have to worry about how good my hair looks because I'm meeting with someone super, super important, or, you know, I don't have to sit here in my spare bedroom at my workspace wearing a business suit or a blazer or black slacks. Like, I'm literally right now, I am wearing like black leggings and like a hoodie from Pink, Victoria's Secrets, Pink. It's a white shirt and it has Pink like across it in black. And like, it's honestly, it's one of the comfiest shirts I own. And it's like, it's really no big deal. And even if I do have to like video chat with somebody, like if I have to video chat with my trainer or my classmates, again, it's just, we're all super like casual and laid back. And it's just, it's just so different from what I've had to do before or, you know, what I'm used to. So adjusting to that as well. It's just, it's the littlest things about this, you know, and, you know, just, I've really learned to appreciate my living space a little bit more, you know, just being able to be in the comfort of, you know, my own apartment and just being able to work here. And You know, it's very quiet here. Nobody is really loud. And I mean, you know, sometimes if I have like the window crack, like I'll hear people like, you know, mowing their yards or leaf blowing, or, you know, I'll hear, you know, an airplane or a train every now and again. But honestly, it's just, in a way, it's kind of comforting because that's how you know it's like you're at home, and, you know, it's just kind of nice to hear that life, I guess, that life's noise that it can have. So it's just, again, it's just very weird just not having to be in an actual office and be in an actual office building where you're around a certain number of coworkers, and some of those coworkers are really toxic people or cocky. It's like, no, none of that here. Honestly, none of that here. So far, everyone in my training class has just been super, super wonderful, and everybody was just so friendly and social, and it is honestly probably one of the best training experiences I've ever had. So I will certainly never forget it. I'm hoping that I can honestly stay close with those that I got to know in training. So I'm hoping that can be something that will happen, as well as the trainer. So yeah, it's definitely very different, you know. It's like you're working in your own castle. It's like you're working in your own space. You get to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Like, honestly, when they say, okay, like, go on break, it's like 3 o'clock, I literally, like, it's like I'm already on break because I'm at home, and I'll usually, like, I'll stand up and it's like I'll stretch, like I'll take a few deep breaths, and I'll just kind of like, you know, walk out of the spare bedroom for a little bit to kind of get away from the workspace. And, you know, I'll usually like mosey out to the kitchen and kind of look out the window and see what's going on. Or like, I'll honestly like sit in my chair or lay in bed and just like catch up with social media or whatever it is. And it's just so weird because it doesn't even feel like a break because it's like you've been on a break the whole time. It's not like being in an actual office setting or building or office. And when you go to take your break, you know, it's like you leave that building and go get lunch somewhere. Or, you know, I've just been used to be taking breaks in the office. Like, I would eat my lunch at my desk at work, and I, you know, now it's like I'm eating it at home. Like, it's nothing really, it just feels like the norm, but it's not the norm. It's hard to explain. So anyway, I'm kind of nervous / excited to see where this job is going to go next. I know that today officially is going to be the day where we'll have a little bit more training, and they're basically going to like cut us loose and have us actually start managing people's accounts and taking calls. And I am nervous about that. And I remember when I've done this before, I was super nervous. But after like the first or second day of it, it wasn't too bad. So I'm hoping that it will be the same case here. And honestly, I'm at home, so that kind of like puts my mind at ease. It's like, relax, you're the only one here right now. It's like, you know, other people don't have to hear you, and it's like you're in your own space. So I guess that's just what's really nice about this job. And I mean, the hours, definitely, like, I would have much rather have started it like, you know, like early in the morning and be done like, you know, little bit after mid-afternoon, but I mean, it is what it is, and it definitely could be worse. But again, still having the weekends off. Did I mention weekly pay? This will be the first time ever that I've received weekly pay. I have never in my life have gotten weekly pay from a job. It's always been bi-weekly, always. So while the paychecks may not be as big, just knowing that you're going to get something like every Friday is just super, like, I just feel super relieved, like, knowing that I'm going to be having that again, because I certainly do. Like, while we've had the help, you know, like with, you know, just getting our tax refunds back and the stimulus check, if you've gotten yours already, you know, congrats. I hope that you, you know, have a little bit of fun with it. I will say, treat yourself at least a little bit. And, you know, after you take care of certain responsibilities, if you can, please just find a way to treat yourself. Find a way to take care of yourself and put yourself first, because I always tell people, like, you are your first paycheck. Like, pay yourself first, however it is you want to do that, whether it's putting away a certain amount of money or getting that favorite scent that you like, or getting that favorite drink that you like, or shirt or shoe or whatever it is, a new book, a new movie, you know, a new song, like whatever it is, treat yourself, take care of yourself. Life is way too short to not be happy and to not be smiling. And I'm not saying that things make people happy. I really want to say that important people in people's lives make people happy. So definitely, you know, consider, you know, keeping up with your friends and your family and your loved ones, but you do you. Like, get whatever it is that you want. Like, if you can, like, just, you know, be smart with it, but have fun. Like, just, life is just way too damn short. So just, you know, be happy, be positive, and just, it's just so important to remember to just take care of yourself during this time, and to put yourself first, and to just find a way to relax and just be at ease. And, you know, for my friend Sammy, since this was her request, you know, maybe that's, you know, getting into a good book, or, you know, Sammy has animals, so playing with your animals, or, you know, sitting down and having a nice meal with your significant other or your spouse, or, you know, going for a walk when you can, when it's really nice out. And honestly, anything that puts your mind at ease and that keeps you positive, you know, find it and do it. Just grab it and do it. Seriously. This is just a rough time, and we really need to, you know, find things or find people that make us smile more, because that's just way too important right now. So yeah, again, like, this new job, I'm excited. I'm nervous about it. It's definitely very different. Being at home and not having to go anywhere, making dinners at 10 in the morning now versus like 6, 7 at night is so weird. But it's definitely a different adjustment, but I really do like it a lot. We'll see how I feel about this job next week, because, you know, after today, I will actually really be getting into the job, because I just finished up training pretty much. So we'll see how I feel next week. But it's just, it's nice to be at home and just to be happy to be at home. And, you know, the car is getting the rest that she needs. And, so it's, you know, and just having the morning, honestly, just being able to start the day at a leisure pace. And, you know, yeah, making dinner for later is definitely a chore, but it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. And it definitely just feels like another job. It's just I'm more in my comfort zone, I guess, and I'm at home. And home is where the heart is. I truly believe that. So, anyway, I just want to thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If anybody at all has any requests like Sammy did, or anything that you would like me to talk about, please, please reach out to me. Direct message me on Facebook, find a way to get a hold of me contact me through this. I believe people who are listening can send voice messages or something through Anchor, the app that I'm using for the podcast. So please reach out to me. My Instagram and Twitter is by Mara Jane. So please, please feel free to reach out to me. By Mara Jane, it's all lowercase in Instagram, but the B, the M, and the J and by Mara Jane on Twitter, those letters are capitalized. So please feel free to reach out to me. Also on Facebook, you can search me at Mara Jane Morrison. So M-A-R-A-H, Jane and Morrison. So it's M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N. Just please feel free to reach out to me if any of you have any ideas or if there's a special request that you want me to fulfill. I will be more than happy to do that. Until next time, keep smiling, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay positive. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.